Eleanor, would you tell our listeners something about the George Strait show that you seen earlier this week?
Well, he put on one heck of a good country show for the 3,000 fans that were there at the Congress Center on Tuesday, June 27. And this meeting was made special, and it's thanks to going out to Frank from MCA Recording Company in Montreal, and also a special thank you going out to Michael Jazz Strumsky, who made it very much possible to get backstage before and after the show. There was heavy security, and only six people were allowed backstage after this show. And these six people were the jockeys from Ottawa area, and myself including. And we were escorted outside the Congress Center by some bodyguards and security, where we were brought to George Strait's tour bus. And we went inside, and there he was. And we spent a moment, a few minutes talking to George, taking pictures, and he is aware that his music is played here on our CKW radio station, which he says he appreciates very much.
How did you find his personality?
Well, they don't call him the gentleman rancher for nothing. He's rather shy, but a very nice, down-to-earth type of guy who knows his business. And in spite of being tired there that night, he still managed to smile and to answer a few questions that were thrown at him.
Did he have any messages to the fans back here?
Yes, he told me to say hello to his fans, who he appreciates very much.
Was he and the ace in the whole band on the Canadian tour?
Yes, they were touring Canada, but they were heading back that very same night after the show at the Congress Center. However, George hopes to be back in Canada again someday for another tour.
Does he travel with his band on the same tour bus?
No, he does not. He travels with his manager and his wife. Ace and the whole band have their own means of transportation. And last but not least, George's latest album, which was released, Beyond the Blue Neon, is what's really making it very popular and high today. And in the future, they'll be cutting another record soon, and hopefully we can get our hands on it once again. So once again, folks, to all you George Strait fans out there, George said hello.
Voyageur Colonial workers vote Wednesday on a new tentative agreement the union says removes most, but not all, concession demands at the heart of the 53-day-old strike. Union Representative Rick Beckwith said Monday the deal will give drivers some protection against having to work for months away from their families, but the protection isn't as good as it was under the old contract. On the other hand, drivers will not lose more money when they are working on charter trips. The union paid a price for getting Voyageur to bend. A new proprietary driver rate of 90% of the daily $128 a day rate. From Sault Ste. Marie, five new blazes flared up in northern Ontario Monday. No relief is in sight for firefighters as hot weather is expected through the weekend. The dryness of the ground makes it susceptible to lightning fires, and Richard White of the province's Aviation and Fire Management Center said yesterday. The situation is reminiscent of a mid-June when several fires broke out across northern Ontario. They were set off by lightning strikes on tundra-dry forests. The new fires started Monday and were contained. Three were caused by campers breaking restrictions on campfires. A Canada Labour Relations Board hearing was told Monday discrimination against women employees plagues the entire Canadian airline industry and not just one carrier. The only reason Ward Air Canada was signaled out for discrimination in a union complaint filed with the Canadian Human Rights Commission is the union had more documented specifics to back its claim. Sexual discrimination against female flight attendants is an industry-wide problem, said Nicol, a flight attendant and spokesman for the Ward Air component of the Canadian Union of Public Employees. The complaint has not yet been dealt with by the commission. Turning to CKW Sports now, first of all, in Major League Baseball action. In the National League Monday, the Montreal Expos got by the Houston Astros 7-4. Chicago Cubs over the San Francisco Giants 3-2. Cincinnati beat the New York Mets 5-1. And Atlanta blanked out the Philadelphia Phillies 7-0. In American League, the California Angels got by on the Toronto Blue Jays 11-6. Detroit edged Seattle 5-3. And Oakland and Cleveland went 16 innings, with Oakland coming up on top 4-2. Turning to our weather forecast, this evening and tonight, mainly clear skies, down to a low of 11 to 13 degrees. Wednesday, sunny with frequent cloudy periods, with a high of 28. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny skies, with a high of 30 and down to a low of 18 degrees. That wraps up the news, sports, and weather.